You're learning about how the human called the Smoky Mirror saw in his dream that everything is made out of light. In his dream, he looked into the night sky and he saw all the little points of light we call stars. And he saw all that space in between them. He saw that the universe is mostly space, filled with light, with little bits of matter scattered around. Then he saw that the bits of matter were manifestations of the light also. The universe is a living being made of light. He looked at his own body and saw that it was mostly space filled with light also. He saw that this one light is the messenger of creation and that it's carrying the message of life from what we call Creator. He saw that this one light is the messenger of creation and that it's carrying the message of life from what we call Creator or God and reflecting the Creator back to itself. Imagine seeing your own body in such magnification that you could see the atoms as points of light and all that light, all that space filled with light in between. That space is not empty. That space is filled with light. Our sun, which brings so much light to the earth, is sending light out in every direction. It goes in all directions forever without slowing down. And this is true of every single star and atom in the universe. Can you imagine from that how much light is filling the universe? If you put an object anywhere in that space, it will be lighted on all sides from all directions. The light is everywhere. Now, when I say light, I'm thinking that light is a wide, wide band of vibrations that goes way beyond visible light. And it includes all of the information that it takes to create and run a universe. Visible light is only a tiny part of that band of light. In fact, if you move just a little bit on the spectrum toward infrared light vibrations, you no longer see it with your eyes. Light is only received by that which has receptors for it. Imagine how differently we see the universe than a fly or a hawk. Or an amoeba. Even radio waves are a kind of light. And so are thoughts. If you were able to perceive all the radio waves or thoughts coming through you right now, it would be absolute chaos. So I'm going to call all the ways the light expresses itself the light. Visible light is the easiest model to understand, and in reality, the visible light is all light. In high school physics, you might have learned that when you look at an object, you're not seeing the object, you're only seeing the light reflected off of the object. That light is a living messenger with perfect memory. It travels from the object to your eye and brings the exact message of what is there. Light can travel across the universe for millions of years and remember and communicate exactly what was going on when it started its journey. If it leaves a star 8 billion light years away, and travels at 186,000 miles a second to get to us here, it remembers exactly what happened 8 billion years ago to that star. You look in a telescope and you see that star as it was 8 billion years ago when the light left on its journey. Think about how amazing that is. Light has absolute perfect memory. In that case, the star might not even be there anymore because you're looking at the old light, but that light has exact memory of what was happening there when it left. And what it's remembering and the message it's carrying is the message of creation itself. The Toltecs call the light as the messenger of that creator or creation, the Nahual. And the manifestation of that message, when the light itself manifests as objects and the three-dimensional world that we know, they call the manifestation of that message the Tonal. Nahual and Tonal. So, now the light hits your eyes and the other organs of your perception. You might think of your body as an organ of perception and your mind as an organ of dreaming. And we could say that there's channels of perception in your mind. The light is perceived. It comes through the channels. and is projected into your mind somewhere, and a hologram or a little virtual reality appears somewhere there in your mind. And that's the function our minds are designed for, to make those little pictures. Your mind looks at the hologram inside of itself and says, "That's what I'm seeing out there. That's what's out there. That's what's real." The truth is, what you're seeing is only in your mind. Do you understand that? What you are seeing is only in your mind. And here's the problem. Those internal pathways, the channels that bring the light in from the outside organs of perception into the mind where the hologram is created, are filled with stored light from the past. And that light distorts the message of the light coming in. The channels of perception are filled with belief systems and fears and expectations and all the things you think you know. And each of those things adds its own little piece because it's light too, stored in the channels of perception. With its perfect memory, it remembers everything. If your mother said to you, "Men think they're in charge, but if it wasn't for us women, men would never know what to do." Or, "You're not very smart, so you'd better rely on your looks to make your future secure. Or you better rely on having lots of money." You stored that as a light memory in those channels of perception. Even though your cells changed, your atoms changed, your body changed over and over, that light has retained its memory and stayed alive inside of you. I wish my memory was that good for the small details of life. I want to look at that again to make sure that you really understand what the stored light is. The stored light is all of your memories, your knowledge, your opinions, your fears, everything you hope for, your beliefs, your doubts. It's what you love and all the strategies and masks that you learn to be okay in the world. It's your needs, everything that you've experienced, everything you've learned, everything you believe is stored like that in your mind. And when the light, the living messenger of pure creation, passes through your channels of perception, it picks up little pieces of this stored light on its way, distorting, changing the true message of creation that came on the light to your organs of perception. That then is the light that is projected as a hologram in your mind. And that's why we say we are dreaming a dream that has nothing much to do with what's going on out there. And that's the world we live in, a living dream that you create each moment. We also create a collective dream together. And that's very different everywhere. The dream of living in rural California is quite different from the dream of living in the slums of Detroit or in Afghanistan or Greece or Hollywood or Iceland, the Antarctic. And then on top of that, there's a collective dream for the entire humanity about what it means to be a human. So when you look at a friend or a piece of art on a museum wall, or you read a story in the newspaper, or you see a stranger on the street, you create your little hologram of your friend, or the art, or the story in the paper, or that stranger on the street, in your dreaming mind. If you could perceive these things directly, without any distortion, you would simply see them as an aspect of the divine. Because that's the message the light brings to you, the message that comes to your eyes, is the pure message of the divine. The Nagual, the messenger of creation, manifests itself as the Tonal, creation itself. The light then reflects from the Tonal to your organ of perception. The message it carries as the perfect messenger with perfect memory is the message of creation itself, the divine. So do you understand that that light carries the message of the divine? Your mind distorts the message by adding your stored light and creates your personal dream. That dream has little or nothing to do with creation as it exists. So your friend, the piece of art, the story in the newspaper, and the stranger on the street only exist in your mind's hologram as you dream them. Nobody else has the same stored light that you do, and nobody else will dream the dream the way you do. That's why the Smoky Mirror called himself the Smoky Mirror, to remind himself of what he'd seen, that he was a perfect mirror for the divine. He knew that nobody else could see the way he was seeing because of the distortions caused by the stored light. With people dreaming and creating so much smoke, the mirror is always smoky, and they do not see the divine. So the goal with our Toltec work is to wipe that mirror clean and see the divine in every object, every friend, every stranger, everything that happens in the world, all of the affairs of our life. Now we do that by cleaning up the channels of perception. We clean out the old light that's stored there from the past. We can also open new channels, uncontaminated by stored light. First, you need to understand that you are dreaming. Then you need to become aware of the nature of your dream and all of the stored light that's creating it. This is the mastery of awareness. In Gateway 2, when we open the Metote book, or the book of lies, or the book of law that judge is using, you will have a chance to discover and to have that awareness of all of the stored light that's there in those channels of perception that's distorting your ability to see the divine as it is. Once you have that awareness, you will have the power to transform your dream. And so the second mastery of the Toltecs is the mastery of transformation. Now, to see the divine directly is the mastery of intent, or the mastery of love. I say, see the divine directly, but that isn't really the case. Since the mind is only made to dream, the best it can do is dream a dream that is an exact replica of the divine in creation. And that's a pretty good best. Does that make sense? To dream a dream that's an exact replica of the divine? We'll come back to these ideas again in a later gateway. If you dreamed the dream of the divine, you would have no fear, you would have no worry. There would be no other to fear or to resist, because you would know that there's only one divine creation, a living being made from the one light, and you would know yourself as that living being. That would truly be heaven on earth. That's why the mastery of intent is sometimes referred to as the dream of the angels. One of the questions that the Smoky Mirror asked himself is, where does the light come from, this light carrying the message of creation and manifesting as the Tonal? The Smoky Mirror saw that there was light coming from everywhere, going everywhere, and all of the light was crossing at any given point in the universe. If each ray of light carried a message, and all the rays of light crossed at any given point, then at that point everything about the universe would be known. This point he knew as the origin of creation. Now, since the light crosses everywhere in the universe at every moment, then we can see that every point in the universe is the origin of creation at the same time. And once again, we are going to come back to these ideas and go deeper with them later. The light is the messenger of the dream of creation. And just as the DNA in every cell of your body knows everything about your body, so the light at any point in the universe knows everything about every part of the universe all the time. The Toltecs, and of course many other cultures from many different times, knew the sun as the source of light for our earth dream. We are the manifestation of the light coming from the sun. Our dream is made of light. Now therefore, it's a living being, our dream is, and it reflects out and carries the message of our various dreams of what it means to be a human back to the sun. The Toltecs say then that the sun changes the light based on what it receives, and sends it back to the humans again. That's why the humans are evolving, because of this relationship between the sun and the humans and the light. The dream is going back and forth. This would explain why we don't still live in the Dark Ages with inquisitions and rules saying that you can't bathe naked and all the other restrictions and fear that was held in that old dream, because the dream of the humans is evolving. And the message carried in the light reflected from the human dream is carried back to Creator, which then shifts that light and comes back to us. The Toltecs say that this change, this shift in the light, has happened 6 times, that there have been 6 changes in the light from the sun, and that the change to the 6th sun happened sometime around the harmonic convergence, I think in 1987. The Toltecs believe that we each have our own personal ray of the sun that is manifested in the tonal as our individual DNA. And then that DNA, which is absolutely unique in each individual, manifests itself as each individual unique human. Now the catch is that we were created by those personal rays of the sun 20, 30, 40, 50, even more years ago, during the time of the 5th sun, Teotihuacan, in Mexico, near Mexico City, is the place where the Toltecs first gathered as artists and spiritual seekers and created a society, a large city, and an amazing complex of pyramids and temples. I've been there many times with Miguel, and I've taken many groups of my own there. The light there is very present and very alive. On the last day of our journeys to Teotihuacan, I like to climb to the top of the Pyramid of the Sun and create a very powerful ceremony. We ground the pyramid and pull down everyone's personal ray of the sun with the message of the 6th sun and the new creation. So that's our work as Toltecs, to actively participate in the evolution of the light, both inside of us and to whatever extent we can out in the world. When we do it inside, it naturally manifests itself outside. The light is changing. The dream of the humans is changing. And you are part of that change. When I was in Teotihuacan in May of 2001, I was dreaming about this idea of a community on the internet, Taco. I didn't know what it would be called then, but I knew that this community would become alive. And so I climbed alone to the top of the Pyramid of the Sun, and I recorded my thoughts. I'm recording this standing on top of the Pyramid of the Sun at Teotihuacan, Mexico. There's no place I know that's closer to the sun than this place at the top of this pyramid. It's as though the ancient Toltecs knew that there was some special place, some special channel, and they recognized that the sun was the creator of their world and of all the worlds. And so they built this pyramid here is a place to get close, to be in the channel. I stand in that channel now, and as I stand in this channel of pure light from the sun, I know myself as that light. I know myself as that messenger of life itself that comes directly, reflected from the sun, as the messenger travels from Creator and comes here as creation. In this moment, I'm knowing myself as that message of Creator. I'm knowing myself as that light. And I'm knowing you as that light also. I'm knowing you as that same light, that same message of creation, which comes as love, love without condition. Love is pure acceptance. And I'm knowing us as that light. And I'm knowing that we create our world. And as I stand in this memory of the truth of who I am, I invite you to stand in this truth too, that you are the creator of your world, and remembering yourself as the creator, as pure light, you have the opportunity to create your world as pure love, a world without conditions, without expectations, in pure acceptance of your creation. It only takes this remembering. It only takes the awakening from the sleep to remember the truth of ourselves as the light. As I stand in this channel of light at the top of the Pyramid of the Sun, I know the truth.
I know the truth for us. And I remind you of the truth. There are people here. The sound of music drifts up from the villages below. And there is only me and you and the light. On this journey together, we remember the truth of who we are. Welcome.